Okay, hi, this is Paul Slackis, Good News Planet, and Good News Filipinos. And I'm here at the Filipino consulate, and I just came upstairs. I saw a wonderful photograph, actually, of you, Christine, with some beautiful tapestry next to you. And then I noticed that it said something about peace. And then you were so kind to say, well, let me go speak to Jacob Lanis, who's an elder. And elder, in this sense, I got a feeling means revered and respected, about speaking with me. So far, so good? Okay. So, Jacob, tell us a little bit about what's happening here tonight.
I am Bawan Jacob Lanis from Manobo Mandaya tribe in Mindanao. And we are here to narrate our story, what our plight, our situation back home in the Philippines.
Okay, and Christine, tell us about the peace. What did that actually say, and what was the reasoning for the peace? Because I'm going to get like you to send me that so I can include that with the this story.
Okay, we came here. The indigenous peoples from the Philippines came here too, because we want peace in our communities, and because we are disturbed by the communist terrorists, and because they are funded, they received assistance from international organizations like those based in the United States. That's why we're here, because we all want peace, especially in our community.
Okay, so the plan is to get support from the Filipino community here in America.
Yeah, to be there at the Filipino communities, to they can be our voice in narrating the real struggle of the indigenous peoples.
Okay. Do you have a website that people can go to?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, we have.
And it is? If you don't know it now, you tell me after, please, okay? Okay, so let me ask you just one more question, okay? What does peace mean to each one of you? If you could say your name, and what does peace mean to you?
For us indigenous people in the Philippines, like this one, we call it hipgir, tangkulo. Our elders use this in order to resolve conflict in our communities. We don't have jails. Our customary law requires us to settle issues among ourselves. That is our way of life. We have a good relation with nature, with people, with our community. And that is what we are hoping to preserve and be able to reassert in our communities while we are now being threatened by outsiders.
Okay, very, very interesting.